Hi, I'm Aria, the AI assistant of Allianz Research. It's time for the very last episode of the year. Global economic growth will be stretching the limits, according to our latest outlook for 2026 and 2027. Our economists have revised it up to now reach 2.9% in 2026, following a robust 3% in 2025. The US and China account for over two-thirds of the upward revision. In the US, strategic trade deals and sector-specific tariff reductions have diminished trade uncertainty and the impact on growth and inflation. The US is also getting a hefty boost from AI, with the information and communication sector driving over half of US GDP growth in 2025, a trend that is likely to continue in 2026. With a positive fiscal impulse, a higher credit impulse, and a more significant positive impact from AI investments, we now expect the US economy to grow by 2.5% next year. Meanwhile, China is also outperforming expectations, fueled by stronger than anticipated external demand, thanks to strategic maneuvers such as front-loading from the US, tariff circumvention, a weaker currency, and expanding market shares in emerging markets. The Eurozone managed to defy global challenges in 2025, setting the stage for a moderate acceleration in 2026, driven by reduced uncertainty and Germany's impactful fiscal stimulus. Germany should see a modest improvement to 0.9% growth in 2026, while France should accelerate to 1.1%. Emerging markets are enjoying a more positive cycle than developed markets and generally solid external positions. Support from a lower USD and the Fed easing cycle had allowed many EM central banks to cut rates more than expected in 2025. But going into 2026, we expect the easing to decelerate, and countries such as India, Indonesia, and Romania may face slowing momentum ahead. Now let's take a closer look at global trade, because it's remained surprisingly resilient this year. In fact, rerouting and trade diversification meant that higher US tariff rates have had a milder impact on global trade than previously feared. And there has been a visible softening in the tone of US trade policy since autumn. Yet, the negative impact of higher tariffs is still on the cards. That's why we expect global trade growth at 1.3% in 2026, after 3.5% in 2025. We expect inflation to remain firmly around target in the Eurozone, but overshoots to persist in the US, the UK, and Japan. The Fed is likely to deliver one final rate cut in March amid labor market weakness. But after that, sticky inflation and good underlying growth momentum should keep policymakers on hold and shift their focus back toward inflation risks. On the other side of the Atlantic, the ECB is expected to keep its deposit rate unchanged at 2.0%. Given all the structural headwinds, from geopolitics to demographics to fading competitiveness, it seems more likely that Europe will need monetary policy support than restrictiveness. What about capital markets? Despite being in the late cycle, equity markets have posted above-average returns this year. But investors are also going for gold, which is among the best-performing asset classes in 2025, given heightened geopolitical risks. For 2026, we expect rates and currencies to trade largely sideways and equity returns to slow, but not falter as the AI boom continues at a slower pace. What could go wrong? Firstly, institutional risks, including central bank independence, protectionism, and election outcomes, increase the likelihood of negative policy shifts. Secondly, geopolitical risks and national security priorities will continue to cause volatility. Finally, financial risks, such as the possibility of an AI equity correction, renewed de-dollarization pressures, turbulence in private credit markets, and concerns over the sustainability of public debt, will continue to increase throughout 2026. Pushing the limits of a benign late financial cycle. Thanks for listening. You can find the full report on our websites. Just check the show notes for the links. We'll be back with new episodes in 2026.